As a Temsco helicopter crew airlifted water from Ward Lake to the burnt hillside, fire crews hosed down hotspots and surveyed the area. Crews from the North Tongass and South Tongass Volunteer Fire Departments and the City of Ketchikan Fire Department responded to a call received a little before 11 a.m. Wednesday. North Tongass Fire Chief and Incident Commander Jerry Kiefer estimates the fire burned fewer than 2 acres. He says the fire started at the bottom of the hillside adjacent to a flat area covered with gravel.
It traveled uphill and then it traveled horizontally down the hill. And then there's some spot fires, which Temsco is working on now, that were taking place on top, just on the top of the ridge and down the other side.
He says the area involved in the fire suppression operation is much larger than the area damaged. Kiefer says 5 water drops were made. By a little before noon Wednesday, he says the fire was extinguished, but extra water drops were done as a precaution.
But it gets a lot of water out on, put a wet edge out in front of the fire, so that any embers or something, even after as we're mopping up and we're creating embers and we're going out taking care of little spot fires, but we don't get any extension past that. We don't want to run, we don't want this fire running down into places where we can't get.
Kiefer says wildfires often travel underground along tree roots and can reignite several hundred feet away from the initial blaze. He says crews have specialized nozzles to drive water into the ground.
And we'll be digging down anything that's smoldering at all.
Though the cause of the fire is still under investigation, Kiefer says there was a controlled burn in the area and sparks from that fire might have caused the blaze. He recommends people use extreme caution and common sense when burning, especially in dry weather.